This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's you in the workplace. You give and give some more because that's the giving person you are. Then there are all those other people who take, 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 take. Adam Grant is a professor of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania who has a book called Give and Take. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with a field guide. How do I spot, for starters, a taker in the wild?
Well, takers tend to be very good at kissing up, but kicking down. So one clue would be if somebody is very helpful to superiors, but not so kind to those lateral and below.
No, I've spotted those folks. Actually, there's a couple of characters on Game of Thrones that meet those criteria. Now, how do I spot a giver?
Well, givers obviously tend to do the opposite. They're much more likely to help others with no strings attached. You'll also find that when givers and takers talk about their mistakes and their failures, givers are a lot more likely to take personal responsibility and admit, I did let people down here, here's how I'm going to improve, as opposed to blaming all their shortcomings on other people.
Givers also earn 14% less. I was reading with great concern in your book. But how are they also successful at the same time?
Well, a lot of givers make the mistake of becoming doormats. What you see, though, among successful givers is that they're concerned about benefiting other people, but also are ambitious about achieving their own goals. That means when they succeed, they end up building stronger relationships, and other people are more likely to be rooting for givers as opposed to gunning for them.
But the reason that your analysis comes as such a surprise to many is that you figure this is a country that's been built on self-promotion. Therefore, it's the takers that win.
I think a lot of people assume that, but there's a third kind of group that really describes most of us, matchers. Matchers are the people who try to keep an even balance of give and take, quid pro quo, you do something for me, I'll do something for you. When they meet a taker, matchers feel like it's their mission in life to just punish that person. So it's very difficult, although takers may rise quickly, for them to stay on top.
So if you're trying to build a successful business, what's the ratio that you want in here of matchers and takers and givers?
What I would do is I would actually focus on screening out the takers. And that means the givers that you have will act generously. They don't have to fear any consequences. And matchers follow the norm. But the matchers are still willing to fight fire with fire. So when they encounter a taker, whether that person's a client or a supplier, they're much more likely then to be tough. And so they'll play both roles for you, and you get the benefits of what takers do without any of the costs.
Adam Grant is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's author of the book Give and Take, Why Helping Others Drives Our Success. Professor Grant, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, see, you're sitting there thinking you're a giver. Maybe you're fooling yourself. Our digital team has put up a test for you. It's at marketplace.org.